The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Also, here's a favorite headline of mine. Quarters of Jefferson's slave who bore him six children are discovered. I mean, how long does this lie have to be perpetrated?
Oh, yeah, I saw the story.
How many times?
It never ends.
Do you have to discredit the Thomas Jefferson slave lie before they finally stop using it in every headline about him?
Well, this is supposed to confirm it, Pat. If you've read this story, this is supposed to, it finally shows.
They it found finally the house. Shows.
They found the house.
They found the house.
Yep.
Oh, and that shows.
Now, historians have debated Hemings' role in the former president's life ever since it was claimed during his first term that he fathered children with her. It was first claimed in 1802 by a political journalist.
Yeah, by his opponents.
It was
an estranged ally, is the way they put it in this story.
Yeah, the estranged ally was John Adams, and Adams is feeding things to the journalists.
Well, Adams, is that true? Because yes. they credit it to James T. Callender, who was a estranged ally, which it's kind of an enemy, right? Like,
yes,
an estranged ally isn't really an ally.
No.
I mean, I don't know why you put that in there, but I guess it used to be an ally. He said in a Richmond newspaper that Jefferson had for many years kept one of his own slaves as his concubine. Her name is Sally, adding that they had several children.
Never ends.
So bad.
The rumors of a sexual relationship had happened before 1802. Callender's article spread the story widely and was published in many newspapers during the remainder of Jefferson's presidency. Jefferson apparently offered no public explanation or comment on the claim. The entire episode came to be known as the Jefferson-Hennings controversy, which is a really clever name. When you think about it, what they did is they put the two names in there and then they put controversy after it. That's how they came up. That's how they built that one. That's the architecture of that particular
creative
title.
Creative.
It's interesting that they say there are only four known descriptions of this story. So a glimpse into Hemings' history suggests she was born to Elizabeth Hemings in 1773 and was probably named Sarah. According to NBC, there are only four known descriptions of her. Enslaved blacksmith Isaac Granger Jefferson recalled Hemings was mighty near white, very handsome, long straight hair down her back. It is not known if she was literate, and she left no written accounts. I would say this, the way this story reads is they're not even sure she existed,
right,
let alone fathered kids mothered kids with Thomas Jefferson. History says her father, history.com says her father was John Wales, Jefferson's father-in-law. She came into the Jefferson's household as part of the Jefferson's inheritance from the Wales estate in 1774, probably served as a nurse to Jefferson's younger daughter.
So what happened was in 1998, in an effort to prove that Thomas Jefferson fathered the Hemings family, they did a DNA test. And of course, they don't have Thomas Jefferson's DNA. He's been dead for 200 years. So they tested, obviously, the children, and they came up with the fact that it could have been one of 27 different men from that time period. Everybody from Jefferson's brother to his nephews to cousins to it wasn't Thomas Jefferson. It was very likely either his brother or his nephew. And if any time you read the accounts of that time, there's almost nobody who knew him well and was not an enemy who believed him capable of that.
At that time.
At
that time. Because that was the guy that wrote it or was spreading the lies. Nobody liked him either.
He was a political enemy. And that's the way they fought their political enemies back then.
And we heard that recently with Ty Cobb, right? Remember we talked about that story with Ty Cobb.
Right.
Where he wasn't this horrible person, and that one's way more recent.
Amazing.
I mean, it would be much more difficult to pull that off. Here's the quote from the study you talked about. It was in Nature in 1998, which is peer-reviewed, which means it's true, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Just so you know. Although paternity cannot be established with absolute certainty.
Thank you.
Our evaluation of the best evidence suggests... No, I should... But this is another one of those Al Gore statements.
Yeah. Let's count
the disclaimers here.
Sir.
Yeah. Although paternity cannot be established with absolute certainty, there's one. Our evaluation They're evaluating two of the best evidence, three available, the best evidence available,
four
suggests
five
a strong likelihood, six that Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hennings had a relationship over time that led to the birth of one and perhaps seven, all of the known children of Sally Hennings.
It's interesting because scientists who have studied it, who are not trying to discredit Thomas Jefferson and are not trying to besmirch the reputations of all the founding fathers, have seen it quite differently and have said the strong evidence is that it wasn't him. It just wasn't him. He didn't do that kind of stuff.
Now, look, good people have made bad mistakes.
Yes.
And, it's not
it
impossible.
It just seems out of character for him.
Right. If you're just judging it by, we don't think this guy was a bad guy, that could have happened, right? Like, people do misjudge people all the time on things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, when you throw in the how shady the evidence is, I don't think there's any reason to move forward as we know this is true.
Right.
It seems there's absolutely a lot of doubt on this one.
Yes.
You know, so but it's kind of interesting. I guess what the reason it's back in the news today is they found
the residence
the residence
of Sally, right?
What they're saying. It's said to be the first physical space devoted to Hemings, whose life till date remains a half-solved puzzle. When you only have four people in history who've even mentioned her, it seems more than half-solved. A little bit less, it seems, or more unsolved than half. That's kind of a bizarre story, but I do that. That's a Pat classic.
Yeah, it is, because it's really a pet peeve, because they act as though it's settled now. That's settled science, just like climate change, just like that bull crap.